Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers?
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones
on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Unfortunately, it is not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmess, and I'm going to be with you all week. Choppers conduct security exercises over at thedenverpost.com. A half dozen military and law enforcement helicopters buzzed above the Pepsi Center Monday night in a drill to train for the Democratic National Convention in August, Denver police said. Now, there's another article saying that they're doing it for an emergency, but it's not for the DNC. Yeah, okay. Sure you're not. Sure you're not running urban warfare drills. They might kill some people there this time, folks. Think about that. Think about that. They killed somebody at the World Series by shooting one of those non-lethal weapons into their eyes. Remember that? Outside of Boston? Right through this girl's eye. Bam! Come on. Did they really need to do that? Point-blank range? All right. But this is serious, because this isn't just going to be riot cops. This is going to be actual military there. You bet it will be. Anyway, maneuvers over downtown. Maneuvers over downtown were coordinated by the U.S. Department of Justice, but authorities would not release details of the training. Weird. They didn't want to release the details of the... I wonder why. The flights drew attention of several concerned downtown residents. You think? Black helicopters in your town? You think that... Really? That caused concern? Well, it probably caused concern because people go, that's black helicopter stuff. There are no black helicopters. Ridiculousness. Absolutely ridiculousness, man. It's like SWAT right over there, said Lodo resident Tom Copperschmidt, as he watched the helicopters from his balcony. Yeah, you think it's like SWAT? Oh, boy. So the hospitals are also holding a disaster drill. You see, after they shoot everybody, and they baton people, and they have their little provocateurs that start the whole thing, hold away, they're going to have to start wheeling people into the hospital. So 8 Denver hospitals held drills Tuesday. That's today, guys, to test their abilities to respond in a disaster that would injure thousands of people. Unbelievable. Or was that last Tuesday? It might have been last Tuesday. Maybe not. It's also DenverPost.com. Hospitals victims role play Pepsi Center disaster as convention looms. Unbelievable. The mock exercise, a dirty bomb explosion at a Pepsi Center packed with 20,000 people, was one of the largest ever cooperative drills for the city's hospitals, organizers said. Can you imagine that? If a dirty bomb... I hate the term, dirty bomb. Okay? That's like... How do I explain this? I mean, let's face it. Everybody we're shooting cruise missiles into in the Middle East, they're getting depleted uranium all over. Okay? DU poisonings everywhere. That's like a dirty bomb. Kidding me? So it's just, you know, another explosion. Of course, there's going to be some kind of radiation. But it's not none of it's going to be good for you, especially if they blow up 20,000 people. That's great. Let's drill 20,000 deaths. That's awesome. About 140 volunteers participated in the citywide drill, many of them acting as victims. See, that's about right, though. If over like 100 or so act as victims, they'll probably only hurt and kill. You know, I don't see them killing more than a dozen or so people unless it gets out of hand, but they'll hurt at least 100, maybe two. Though the hospitals knew there would be a drill, the details became known only as the scenario unfolded. The Office of Emergency Management alerted hospitals about 9 a.m. that a chemical bomb had exploded at the arena. Shortly after, about 10 volunteer victims lined in the wall outside of the emergency, waiting to be hosed down. Oh, that's nice. So they got the decontamination centers. That's scary. All right, let's look at this other drill. I think this is the one trying to say that this isn't actually for the DNC. Where's this off of? This is the Rocky Mountain News. See, this gets published. Although Denver Post also gets published. But this looks like it's straight out of the paper. Drilling for disaster info. With the DNC in mind, responders learned from quote-unquote emergency. We'll go over the article on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. And we're going to have Paul Craig Roberts coming up for you after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. And I guess we're having problems getting Paul Craig Roberts, but that's okay because I want to go over this article anyway. Drilling for disaster. With the DNC in mind, responders learn from quote-unquote emergency. An explosion at the Pepsi Center. Pesticides. Perhaps 20,000 victims. See, really playing up the fear angle over at the Rocky Mountain News. Victims were volunteers, of course. As the drill unfolded, the men and women who would have to respond to such a disaster learned numerous lessons. It's all about learning numerous lessons. Not stopping it, but just getting ready to take care of everybody. That's good. Take care of the bodies. Black helicopters. Urban warfare drills. Well, you know what? Let's let that story develop, honestly. Let's get that one out there. We're going to wait because we're going to have some video for you on that. And there's going to be a ton of stuff posted on it. And I hope a lot of people show up to the DNC to protest, but to protest the right way on the right issues. You know, not to worship, you know, the Republicans. Not to be pro-war, you know. But to be there to say, hey, we know that Barack Obama's not here for change. We know that him and Hillary met at the same time that the Bilderberg Group met in the same place, while Jim Johnson, who then was there to decide who was going to be his running mate, was one of the attendees on the list. I mean, how obvious does it have to be? Tucker called his campaign up and asked him where he was, and said, asked them if he had attended the Bilderberg meeting, and they refused to answer. I mean, what's it going to take? Seriously, what is it going to take for people to wake up, for people to understand that the mainstream media is completely controlled and that the police are out of control? It's bad enough the police are out of control, but now they're going to have urban warfare training. And I got this story in front of me. I should probably wait till the final hour, and I'll probably show it again in the final hour. But down in Florida, there are these new sheriff T-shirts. Okay? One of them says, if you can't stand behind our troops, do us all a favor and stand in front of them. So it's like, oh, if you're not for the war, why don't we just shoot you? And then the other one is the Scumbag Eradication Team. And it's a smiling, mustached police officer with a belt, with his little weapons on his belt, dumping scumbags into a toilet. I think there's like five or six legs coming out. It looks like they're all dead by now. And it says, not in our town. We're the Scumbag Eradication Team. You know, no judge, no jury, no trial. You're just automatically a scumbag, apparently, if a police officer deems you so. And now he's going to wear a T-shirt to encourage it. What do we got coming up? I think I'm going to start taking calls in the next segment, guys. So if you want to jump in and you want to talk about real issues, because yesterday I had some problems with callers calling in about some nonsense. Listen, keep the nonsense to the shows about, you know, the paranormal and, you know, the UFOs. Do that somewhere else. Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about real issues. We're talking about politics. I don't want to hear that garbage. Well, it looks like the Japanese Times, I believe it's the Japanese Times, mainstream publication over in Japan, has now done a story on Fujita. It's the Japan Times Online. And it says, lawmaker takes 9/11 doubts global. In September 2003, September 2003 article, for the Guardian newspaper, Michael Meacher, who served as Tony Blair's environment minister from May 1997 to June 2003, shocked the establishment by calling the global war on terrorism, quote-unquote, bogus. Good man, Meacher. Even more controversially, he implied that the United States government either allowed 9/11 to happen or played some role in the destruction wrought that day. Besides Meacher, few politicians have publicly questioned America's official 9/11 narrative. Until Diet member Yoshika Fujita. And Fujita, I've extensively covered over to my blog at loosechange911.com. And there's been a ton of stories over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In January 2008, Fujita, a member of the Democratic Party of Japan, asked the Japanese parliament and prime minister, Yasuo Fukuda, to explain gaping holes in the official 9/11 story that various groups, including those who call themselves the 9/11 Truth Movement, claim to have exposed. Fujita, along with a growing number of individuals, including European and American politicians, that's right, you know, let's not forget Kucinich recently impeached the president, or tried to impeach the president, three of them involving 9/11, are leading a charge to conduct a thorough independent investigation of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Oh, look at that. We get a little plug here. I didn't know it. 3 or 4 years ago, I saw some internet videos like Loose Change and 9/11 in plain sight, and I began to ask questions, Fujita said in an interview, but I still couldn't believe this was done by anyone but Al-Qaeda. Last year, I watched more videos and read books written by Professor David Ray Griffin, a professor emeritus of philosophy of religion and theology at Claremont Graduate University, who wrote the most famous truth movement book, The New Pearl Harbor. About things such as the collapse of World Trade Center number 7. This building, which was never hit by an airplane, collapsed straight down. Between the videos showing the way it fell and the numerous reports of explosions, many are convinced that this building was demolished. Fujita's presentation on the Diet and Fukuda focused on a great deal on yet another aspect of 9/11 that is now quite a few around the world find extremely suspicious, the Pentagon crash. And it goes on quite a bit. They should do a story over at Prison Planet, definitely, about this. And, he's really trying to bring it to the forefront. I think it needs to be brought to the forefront around the world. I do think, again, that an international tribunal is not the way to go, that we have to clean house from the inside. We don't want to lose our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, they're already eviscerated, but I'd like to restore them. For me, this is a restoration movement. This isn't a revolution. I'm trying to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution here for people. I mean, I'm trying to bring freedom back to America. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Apparently, a lot of people thought it was a good idea when they started donating to the Ron Paul campaign, and he made millions and millions of dollars and broke through to the mainstream and had a number one New York Times best-selling book with Manifesto in the title. Apparently, somebody's listening out there. We're reaching some people. The question is, are you going to reach out? Are you going to go to InfoWars.com and get the movie that you think is the best way to wake somebody up? Now, how do I do that? Everybody's like, oh, I don't know which one's the best. I haven't even really watched any. Well, if you have an internet connection, you go to video.google.com. You type in Terror Storm. Okay, you type in Endgame. You type in America Freedom to Fascism. You type in Loose Change. And you can watch them for free. And then make the decision what you think's the best. You get a copy of it. You get it at home. You burn it to DVD. You burn a whole bunch of copies. And you start handing them out. Or you hold a dinner party. Or the next time you get to together with your family, you know, at Christmas, at Thanksgiving, at Easter, for the summer barbecue, July 4th is coming up with the release of 9/11 Truth Rising. There's a whole lot out there that you can share, that you can change people's minds. I mean, these are the tools. I'm sorry, but the vast public just doesn't read anymore. You know, books are great. And I guess some people are reading. The Ron Paul fans are reading. But most of your kids aren't reading, unfortunately. At least not anything but Rolling Stone and trashy teen mags. The girls really love those teeny bopper mags. And then right into womanhood, man. It's Harper's Bazaar. It's Cosmopolitan. Home and Garden. I'm not saying guys aren't as guilty with Sports Illustrated and Maxim. But it's all like tabloid trash. It's evolved because like I was making the point yesterday, the tabloid trash was like Entertainment Tonight, 1 hour on mainstream television. That's it. You know, the rest of the news was pretty straightforward. I'm not saying it was great. I'm not saying it wasn't, you know, part of the propaganda machine, but they weren't reporting on Britney Spears and Paris Hilton or, you know, back in the day it would have been Madonna all the time. She had to actually do something. It wasn't just get up in the morning. And now that's what the focus is. There's entire channels dedicated to this nonsense. Those are the books that are, I'm sorry, the magazines, the publications that are staying in business. And, I don't know, I just feel like videos are the new way. Documentaries can wake people up in 90 minutes. Or at least put something in their brain in 90 minutes. Think about that. 90 minutes. Doesn't even take a day. So that's why I want to encourage people to get these films, get Endgame, and, hold a screening. Let's do this thing. That's the only way that things are going to change. Everybody always complains to me, too, that we don't have a solution. Well, I keep telling you the solution. The solution is to educate people, get them to stop their sloth-like behavior, sitting on a couch, drinking Jenny Light at 1 in the afternoon, and watching golf. Yeah, because, you know, Tiger Woods and the PGA Tour is so damn important. We were actually all out to dinner. Or lunch, in between there somewhere. Rob, Aaron, myself, and Alex. And we're all just sitting there eating, and then all of a sudden the place erupts, and of course it's when Tiger Woods puts that ball in the hole. Everybody wants to see the ball go in the hole. That's the problem. You know what I want to see? I want to see people motivated enough to go become a city council member. Run for Congress. You know? Let's do it. Let's not only become, you know, the government, let's become the mainstream media. I see a lot of people doing that. You know, it's alternative media now. But, again, Alex is starting a network. And we're going to need 24 hours of content a day on that network. And I see people in We Are Change, and again, we're going to have people from We Are Change Vancouver and We Are Change LA on. I see what they're doing. They're doing it up. You know, they're confronting the politicians. They're becoming the media. And Student Scholars recently put up a video, again, with John Edwards of Bilderberg. I'll probably play that in the next segment, where he talks about how he did give a speech there. And then they ask him about the vice presidency. He's like, oh, I wasn't the vice presidential candidate yet. And he walks away. But this is how we're going to get it done. We're going to become the media. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls after this. Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be sitting in all week. And we do have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the line. And He has a new article out there called Elect Obama or Fall into Tyranny, and I don't think we've had him on the program since Hillary has conceded and Obama will be the nominee for the Democrats. I thank him for coming on. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm very well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this article you wrote?
Well, let's see, Jason, if I remember it, I pointed out the two great big strikes against Obama, one that he's groveling before the Israel lobby and would not represent any change in our warmonger policies in the Middle East, and second, that his economic advisors are leading apologists for offshoring, which is destroying the careers and livelihoods of millions of Americans and essentially putting tremendous pressure on the U.S. dollar. And I said that given those black marks, he didn't look very good. And so why should anybody vote for him? And the answer I gave was that the Republican Party has morphed into a brown shirt party. It's just as bad on the same issues. But they're also committed, the Republican Party is committed to elevating the power of the executive branch, the presidency, above the other branches, indeed above the Constitution, and that if a Republican was elected after the eight-year experience that we've had with Republicans, it would remove the public's verdict on the misdeeds and criminal actions of the Republican Party. It would sort of be a justification for their policy of turning the presidency into some sort of a semi-dictatorship.
But you don't feel like that's going to happen with the Democrats? I mean, I'm not quite
as
confident.
No, I don't think that would happen with the Democrats because there's a huge difference, always, in my lifetime, between the Democrats and the Republicans on civil liberties. The Democratic appointees to the federal courts and the Supreme Court were always big defenders of civil liberties. Sometimes they went far too far and created new liberties that weren't in the Constitution, such as the right of abortion and things like that. But the Republicans have always seen civil liberty as coddling devices for criminals. Now it's civil liberty is a coddling device for terrorists. And they simply oppose civil liberties. They, if you've seen any Republican other than Ron Paul defend habeas corpus or defend the U.S. statutory law against this rogue administration, I mean, we've had Bush admit that he violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. He's violated the U.S. statutory law against torture, as well as the international laws against torture to which we're a signatory. We had a Bush Attorney General, Gonzalez, testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee that Americans aren't given the right of habeas corpus by the Constitution. So these people are just totally opposed to civil liberty, and that means they are committed to tyranny. And that, I think, is the essential difference in the parties. In every other respect, George Wallace was right 40 years ago when he said there's not a dime's worth of difference. But if you look at the court appointees, you may remember the Brennan Court and Thurgood Marshall. All these people were very much defenders of civil liberty. Not a single Republican on the court is. So that's my summation of what's at stake.
Gotcha. On the other side, I want to get your take on Kucinich introducing 35 articles of impeachment and who you think Obama's running mate is going to be. This is the Alex Jones Show. You can check out the articles over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And last week, Dennis Kucinich introduced 35 articles of impeachment against the president and his administration, including illegal wiretapping of U.S. American citizens, illegal torture, and even two regarding 9/11, obstruction of justice before 9/11, and then obstruction of the actual investigation, a.k.a. the 9/11 Commission, afterwards. I kind of like to get your take on the importance of this. He's saying that if action is not taken, that he's going to stand before the House for 8 hours and introduce 60 articles of impeachment. I was wondering if you actually saw the 35 articles, watched any of this, and what you felt about it.
Yes, I watched some of it. I did read the transcript and the articles. I think that Kucinich is an American hero. He's almost the only member of Congress. I guess we could count Ron Paul. And what's so frustrating and disturbing is the cowardice of the Democratic Party to act. I mean, we've never had such a criminal regime, ever. I mean, these Republican brown shirts, they rank with the worst that the world has ever seen. They're war criminals, they're liars, they're schemers. They have violated statutory law, the Constitution. They have no respect for public opinion or for treaties or for the power of Congress and the courts. So why they're not impeached, it's just an amazing thing. If you can impeach Nixon for, or force him out by threatening impeachment. Nixon, who all he did was lie about when he learned about a burglary that he had no role in. Clinton, for a bit of hanky-panky in the Oval Office. How come Bush can get away with these things? Why is it that it's only Kucinich who sees what's at stake? If we let these people get away with this, then we are forever altered. All the kinds of, it's like Caesar crossing the Rubicon. I mean, the whole structure of Roman government was henceforth different for all times, and it just gradually fell into more and more tyranny. And that's what happens when you don't hold your government accountable. So I think that Kucinich is a hero, and I think that in a way he's basically dramatizing the collapse of American liberty, the fact that nothing is being done to hold the criminal regime accountable.
Well, one of my greatest fears is if we don't hold them accountable, especially from within. A lot of people talk about international tribunals. I think that's not the way to go. If we don't do this from within, restore our Bill of Rights and Constitution, I fear like we're going to go down in history as the next Nazi regime throughout the world. And that really scares me because most people just aren't awake to any of this. They don't read. They watch tabloid journalism. They care about, you know, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, all this nonsense. And serious geopolitical ramifications are going to happen for this country, you know, if this kind of thing continues. I mean, I don't know if you saw the news over the weekend that this prison in Afghanistan had been attacked. 1,000 militants supposedly escaped, 400 of them Taliban. By Monday, CNN is reporting that, you know, the Taliban has a new stronghold in Afghanistan and we're going to be there forever. And then later on Monday, it's coming out that the U.S. had a role in this Afghan prison attack to let these people go. So I feel like we're bogging ourselves down there. We're never going to leave. You know, Obama says he's changed that we can vote for, but do you really believe that he's going to bring the troops back? And who do you think he's going to select as his running mate?
I don't know who he would select as running mate. You know, it'd be wonderful if he would do something, you know, innovative. I mean, what if he chose Ron Paul or that Republican senator from the Midwest who's resigned, who's opposed to the war and is resigning. What's his name?
Which one? I'm not quite sure.
I keep trying to say Hagel, but it's not Hagel.
No.
Well,
how do you feel about the meeting he had with Hillary? I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video of this either, but the entire press corps gets on a plane. They think he's going back to Chicago, but really he's meeting with Hillary somewhere in Northern Virginia. And they're all asking questions about it. And this guy's, his press guy, is saying, well, he wanted to have some meetings with some people, you know, several meetings in private. And this just happens to be in the same place at the same time that Bilderberg rolls in, you know, with people like Condoleezza Rice, Paul Wolfowitz is there, Bernanke, of course, Rockefeller, the heads of Google, all these heads of industry and politics. And I can't help but think that, you know, they met together and they probably met with some of these people as well.
Well, it wouldn't matter. You know, I think all of us focus on these groups like Bilderberger and Trilateral and Council of Foreign Relations and the Davos group. I mean, there's just so many groups, and I'm sure some of them have some influence, but they don't have anything like the influence of the establishments of the two political parties here or the influence of the Israel lobby. Or, for that matter, of Wall Street over the economy. So the threat to us is, I think, where Alex Jones, who does an enormous amount of important work, where he goes wrong is emphasizing so much these extraneous outside groups. The danger is in Washington, in the two political establishments. They're the ones who can take away our civil liberties and who have the power to tax and go to war and all that stuff. So that's where the problem is. I think if Obama meets with Hillary, he's probably trying to feel them out and see can he still have their support in the election without choosing her as his running mate. This is always the problem in American politics. When you beat somebody, there's tremendous pressure on you to take them as your as your running mate. You know, on Ronald Reagan, he had to take George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I know, and that was something he did not want to do.
But they told him, well, don't you remember Goldwater? Goldwater beat Rockefeller. He didn't take Rockefeller, and they destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans turned on him. And so I think Obama is worried about all the angry women because Hillary lost, and the women for Hillary. And he wants to get their support. And Hillary's probably saying, well, you know, I don't know what she's saying, whether she's saying, well, she wants to be on the court, or she wants to be vice president, or mm-hmm. she wants her bills paid off, or but some deal is being made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal and natural. I don't think Hillary would help Obama. I think all the people that are against her simply wouldn't vote for him. And I doubt they'd vote for McCain either. So I think it would cost him a lot of votes, probably as many, if not more, than he would gain from the angry women who want Hillary. But those are political decisions. He'll listen to all kinds of advisors who'll have different views, and if they make the right decision, it'll be a miracle. It's just
well, I don't think they're going to make the right decision. I've always said that it'll probably be, even before, you know, Obama was the candidate, a Hillary Obama or Obama Hillary ticket. But then if they didn't choose one of those, I was thinking Edwards is really the establishment guy. He's the guy they've put forth before. You know, he's a good-looking Southerner, can relate to people. People seem to like him as the runner-up. Who knows? I could be wrong, but I see it either as Hillary or Edwards. I really don't see much of a change with this coming administration. I mean, do you feel like this administration coming in, say Obama does get elected, will he get us out of the Middle East?
I don't know. It's hard because of the Israel lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's like Admiral Morris said those years ago that no American president can stand up to Israel. But as I said earlier in our talk, Jason, the real concern is that the Republicans have morphed into a brown shirt party. They are committed to tyranny in America. Tyranny meaning executive power, uber alles.
Mm-hmm.
That the president is the final and supreme power, and the other powers are somehow something to be negotiated with occasionally, but not taken too seriously. And so this is what's at stake. It's more important than the war or the oil companies or even than the destruction of the American economy, because if we destroy liberty, then we're gone forever. There's no comeback, and I think that's what the Republicans are doing. You know, the Federalist Society, Republican lawyers, from which come all the Republican court nominees, all the Justice Department nominees, all the staffers to the Judiciary Committees for the Republicans, these people are committed to elevating the power of the presidency beyond the office that's spelled out in the Constitution. So they are a threat in a way that goes beyond Iraq or Iran or Israel or the oil companies or anything else. So that is where I think we have to
focus.
I don't think Obama is anything like that or that the Democrats are. So I think we're safer with retaining liberty with Obama and the Democrats, and that should be our primary concern. I'd love to see Obama do something really innovative and go choose Ron Paul or choose somebody that would throw some confusion into
I would take a few candidates. I mean, Dennis Kucinich. I know Cynthia McKinney's running as the Green Party, but I like her. Obviously, Ron Paul. Ron Paul just started Campaign for Liberty, which is supposedly going to be focusing on getting people into local government and to run for Congress.
Or Bob Barr.
Bob Barr's not bad. I'll
agree
with you there.
Bob Barr. That would be a great thing. It would just sort of show that he's trying to break the mold of the two-party control.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you were talking about how the Republicans have really put the president above the law, and I feel like that's been done with the Patriot Act 1 and 2, parts of 3, but really with the Military Commissions Act. But we did just have a Supreme Court ruling that said that habeas corpus does exist. It was a 5-4 vote. And McCain was, like, disgusted with the ruling. People like Newt Gingrich came out and said, now we're going to have to lose an American city. And that's, you know, it's terrible, but that's the only way that this is going to pass. And I feel like they've already done it. I just don't know if I trust that Obama is going to rescind those type of things and get rid of, you know.
It wouldn't matter if you trust him or not to do that. But if you get McCain, you're going to get the fifth Republican on the Supreme Court. And then the rulings are going to go the other way.
So you're just saying just more terrible legislation will be passed that's even more incomprehensible than...
I don't know. I don't think so. I think the Democrats are much more likely to take civil liberties seriously and to provide a defense of them. They always have. They have always. And the Republicans, as I said earlier, simply regard civil liberties as coddling devices for bad people. Somehow it lets the bad people get away with things. It lets terrorists get away. It lets criminals get away. So that is their mindset. And that is the danger to liberty. For all the failings of the Democrats and all the corruptions and cowardice, I think we could count on them on the civil liberty front, particularly if it's their president. I mean, they're likely to be a majority in the Congress as well. And I think you would see pressures to repeal some of Bush's executive orders and presidential directives, because they are tyrannical and there's no reason for them. So I think you would see, you know, most of the civil liberties groups are Democratic. Mm-hmm. In fact, all of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they would be pushing hard on that. They would lobby for that. That's part of the constituency.
Why don't you shoot out the website where they can find all this information?
Which website? Oh, my! Listen, I don't have a website, but I recently wrote about this subject that we're talking about, and it was on Counterpunch the other day, or Information Clearinghouse, or Op-Ed News.
I do read a lot of your pieces. I mean, they are interesting stuff, and obviously you're an insider from many years back. I just feel like you're too optimistic with the Democrats. Just like you said, I mean, Kucinich goes on, you know, the House floor for over 3 hours, lays out a total criminal case against this administration from start to finish. And I think I read that 24 Republicans had backed it, and I don't know how many Democrats. And I just feel like, where are these people? You know, where are...
Well, Jason, you're too young to know, and you haven't served in Washington. What they're doing is making political calculations, and they're saying, look, Bush is finished. He's on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
We're rid of him anyhow. And we start all this, we don't know how the neocon press is going to play it. We don't know whether the American people are going to feel like we're attacking a wartime president and are somehow being unpatriotic and giving comfort to Al-Qaeda or Iran or whoever they're worried about. So the Democrats are just playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, we want to win. The cost to us of impeaching him may be too high, since we're rid of him anyhow. And once we're rid of him, we can still hold investigations and ask about these things and put out reports and just slowly damn him and damn him and damn him until he's really had a worse treatment than impeachment. So I would imagine that that's what's in their mind, that they're simply saying they're overvaluing them winning the election and undervaluing the public perception worldwide of them holding Bush accountable and saying, we won't stand for this. This is a breach of our system, and you're paying the price. So I think I agree with you that they should value that more, and their chance is less. On the other hand, if they lose the election from going after a wartime president, making Americans think that they have sympathies with terrorists and all that stuff, you know what all
Fox News and everybody will say. They'll say this is these Democrats are in league with Bin Laden. That's what you'll hear every day,
of course,
all day long, from Hannity, O'Reilly.
Well, Bush is making one last charge to try to get Bin Laden, apparently, before his presidency.
Well, it won't matter if they get him or not. He's irrelevant at this point. Propaganda, it'll help them maybe. But so I think the Democrats are saying, you know, if they get back in, who is it that's so old on the court now? Stevens, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, okay. So then they come up with another Federalist Society member. And then they have a majority. Then when they set aside habeas corpus, the court upholds them, and then the whole thing is over. So the stakes are very high, Jason.
I agree. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for spending this time with us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this, taking your calls.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
¡Volare! ¡Rato! All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'd like to thank Paul Craig Roberts for coming on. I got to tell you, I disagree just A little bit. I mean, I really, you know, I listen to him a lot, and I read a lot of his counterpunch stuff, and I just don't think the Democrats are going to be that good for us. I think it's always a soft tyranny, which I guess might be a little better. I mean, Clinton definitely had me fooled while he was in office, at least. But I don't know if I want that somebody, you know, who's slicker, who's not going to let all these, you know, terrible things come out. Maybe that's just me. I kind of like having, you know, somebody who's so transparent as Bush. We all know Bush doesn't run the country. I mean, I wish we had talked about that, but I'm sure we agree that, you know, it's more of his administration. He's just a puppet front. All right, let's start shooting through some calls. Let's take Charles in Louisiana. Charles, are you with us?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fine. Listen, that guy there, that's part of the trouble, a Democrat, Republican. You can't take a system to fix it, if it's broke, to fix it. Democrat and Republicans the same way. I don't know where he's coming from, but he confuses things. but anyway, I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I want to say this, just a few people, they're willing to spread the truth. I used to blame the politicians for all our mistakes and our misery and taxes, but it's not the politicians' fault. It's the American people's fault. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously, you know, there are some that believe that we get the government we deserve. And there is an element that it is our fault. We have become, you know, fluoridated zombies. That only care about, you know, our beer, our car, our home, and our sports team. Maybe our kids sometimes.
Our kids, we raised them, the little girls, almost like, well, really, they're trampy at 9 years old. The boys are usually on Prozac. The old man, he loves to look at a guy running 66 with a ball, football, and beer. I mean, that's what America's about. In America, these people are toast. They toast. And they haven't seen the bad side of life yet. They're not going to get out and give these tapes out, sir. They're too proud.
They're too proud. I hope that pride goes away, because you know what? You know, being one of the guys that created Loose Change, I've seen it. I've seen people hand out.
It's one of my favorite tapes.
Thank you. Exactly, and you did that.
1,100 copies of that.
Exactly, and I have so many stories of that, so I do believe that we can make the difference. We can wake people up, and it won't be everybody, Charles.
Yeah, but the American people, let me explain something to you. This is like the people on Idaho. When pain hits them, then they want to do something. But there's two solutions to the problem, and there's two problems. We took God out of school, out of the courtrooms, and we want God to defend us, but we won't defend God. And if we don't do it with God, you got to do it with a gun like our forefathers said. And American people ain't got the guts to stand up for God. They ain't got the guts to stand up for their country. They don't have the guts to stand up for themselves. I was in New Orleans for Katrina. And if you would have seen the disgust, the soldiers, I lost respect for our soldiers so bad, it made me sick in my stomach. I actually puked the next day thinking about it. What they did to these women was thirsty. The soldiers that we're supposed to respect, the one in Iraq and all that, they are animals, sir.
Well,
they are animals. The police,
you know,
are animals.
Some of them have gotten out of hand, and we should show that picture.
Oh, listen. They had a cop pull a woman over and got back in the car and raped her. I'm right up here.
That's a horrible story, Charles.
Thank you for the call. But you don't hear anybody say anything about it.
No, well, you know what? I would point you towards Spike Lee's documentary. It's pretty hardcore. When the levees broke, it's four parts. Thank you for the call, Charles. We're going to take other calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.